The fight was supposed to end in 1854 when a treaty between the Ojibwe and U.S. government guaranteed them reservation land and off-reservation hunting and fishing rights in the Lake Superior region. But that piece of paper wasn't upheld until the bands took a stand in the 1980s on the boat landings of northern Wisconsin. Tribal attorney Henry Buffalo remembers Red Cliff spokesman Walt Brissett tried to explain their rights to non-Indians.
Walt was addressing basically this redneck crowd. He went into some of the stuff about the treaties, but then he kind of drifted off into this whole discussion about mythology and cosmology. And the more he talked about that stuff, the more sort of confused, angry look those people had out there. Because they weren't getting it.
Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission Director Jim Zorn says they're having this symposium so that fight is not forgotten.
So that we can remember how we got to this point, what we all went through, the price that was paid. Northern Wisconsin paid a price at those boat landings from all perspectives. And we must remember why the tribes have these rights, why they're so important to tribal communities, why they endure.
In fact, Zorn says the challenge was not just getting the non-Indian community on board, but also to put aside the differences of the tribal communities as well. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.